We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Hello, Neerja.
It's us again, Ahalya. Hello.
Hello.
Did you turn into a dinosaur?
I don't know. We were trying to sing before this.
We're phenomenal singers. Beautiful.
But you know what's not beautiful?
What a great segue.
No, Neerja, I just had a genuine question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you do when a friend is just not it anymore? And you're like, whoa, I'm not enjoying this. This is not good for me.
Yeah.
Do you cut someone out?
Are we talking old friend or new friend?
Bro, we're talking cutting out.
Cutting out. Can be any type of a friend.
I feel like cutting out is difficult no matter who the person is.
Yeah.
It's always an awkward thing. I'm simultaneously great at it and shit at it.
I want to get into how that's possible.
But first, tell me your answer.
I don't think I have the wherewithal to cut someone out. I, as you have known, I'm a very non-confrontational person. I can't handle
Neerja is 100%. It's not about not being able to handle it. I feel like if you liked it, you'd handle it. But you just don't like it.
Yeah. And also, I have a pretty high tolerance for bullshit, I feel.
Yes, yeah. You do. You do.
So it takes a lot for me to, you know, pull out the scissors. But once I do...
That's how you cut someone out, literally.
But back to us. Yeah, I think it's important to cut people off.
Okay.
But you just need to know how to do it. How do you do it? Have you had like a toxic relationship with someone and you decided enough is enough?
Yeah, I used to when I was younger.
Wow, you started
early. I can never say that seriously. I can never say. The other day I was like, Mom, like the more I get older, she was like, shut up. I'm looking at you. I'm like, when I was younger, you're like, shut up. No, but it was just, I think a few years ago. Okay, that's safe. A few years ago, I didn't have the resources to have honest conversations with people when they hurt my feelings. So I always used to either pretend like nothing happened. And I mean, that's happened with friends who I'm still friends with.
Yeah.
Like I would just never acknowledge things. And because I was scared that if I said it, then, oh my God, are we going to be friends anymore? That has obviously changed now. But the other extreme of that is that when someone does something like, unlike you, I'm not a patient person at all.
Yeah.
I have a very low tolerance for bullshit. And that's something I'm obviously working on because there's a balance, right? You have to come down, I have to go up. So I, like I said, I'm simultaneously very good at it and also simultaneously shit at it just because I've never done it with someone who's very close to me.
Ah,
maybe one person.
You don't sound very confident.
No, maybe
has it been 15 people?
No, maybe one person that was very close that I just completely cut off. But and I think that was a mutual cutting off, which is good, right? Ah, that's convenient.
A mutual cutting off.
A mutual cutting off. There's an understanding that okay, this is not going to happen anymore. But the thing that I'm bad at is also sometimes like going back, reliving things again. Like we dealt with this in the therapy episode, which was that if I'm so hard on myself, I'm obviously going to be really hard on other people.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, and so now I'm just a lot more understanding with myself and therefore with other people as well. So there's a lot more space for me to make mistakes, for them to make mistakes, and it's whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I think the thing that I have the most toxic relationship with is my own empathy.
Because I thought you were going to say the thing I have the most toxic relationship with is people. Yes.
And so I don't interact with any of them. No, I am such, I have such a problem with empathy that I just can't look at somebody and go, well, that person was an absolute bitch to me and I'm done. Like,
really?
I'm always like, where are they coming from? Because there's obviously a reason. You know what they say, right? Hurt people hurt people. And there's... what?
Bro, if you're hurt and you realize you're hurt, you have no right to hurt other people.
Oh my goodness.
Like, if you knew that you were hurting and you hurt somebody constantly after they've told you, listen, this is not okay, this is hurting me, and you just keep going on and on and on, there's no excuse for you.
But see, from my point of view, those are the people that need help the most and need a support system the
most. Mother Teresa, please.
Oh my gosh. Look, it's no sweat off of my back. What do I have to lose?
It's no sweat off your back if people, but what if they start crossing lines with you and violating your bound, which they've done before, and you still, like, that's not okay, right? Why would you not?
Yeah.
Why would you you still continue to give in that situation?
So I feel like this is a fun time for an anecdote. And I think I know where you're coming from, because we did know somebody mutually who crossed some lines.
Yes.
And this was a work friend. I wouldn't really call her a close friend in any case, but I decided that I didn't need to engage with this person anymore. Yeah. But I wasn't that close to her to begin with.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. Like, you fall out with people all the time, but cutting out is a very active choice. It's something you're doing for yourself, right? You're not doing it for the other person or any of that kind of thing. Like, I feel like I'm on the side of it's okay to cut people out as long as the reasons are valid. Not like when I was 17 and it was like,
I don't like you anymore.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. It's important to recognize the people that are bringing you down. And, you know, I mean, you don't have to cut them off in a nasty way. You just organically let it fizzle out, I suppose.
That's my favorite kind.
Because you don't have to confront
that category, them. That category, many people fall into.
High five. I hope you heard that. No, actually, I've never done that. I've never let a relationship fizzle out, because I feel like that is something that affects me more than the other person. And you know, the funny thing is, like, while I'm sitting here telling you about how sometimes you see that somebody needs help, and so you try to be there for them, even though they, you know, fuck up your life a little bit here and there. And I'm telling you that it's okay. But the thing is, it's not like I've developed a thick skin either over the years. I'm still as sensitive as shit. Yeah, exactly. I'm a sensitive little bitch. But despite that, I feel like I've grown in a way where it hurts me for the moment, and then I'm just able to let it go easier now, because I really do believe that the people who are close to you in your life are the ones more likely to hurt you as well.
Okay.
In some cases. And I mean, there's so many reasons for that. You can't really pinpoint.
No, for sure. Like, it can be difficult sometimes to tell someone who's really close to you, someone you've known for a really long time,
hey, like, what you did hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cringing just thinking about it. That was something that it took me so long to be okay with. Like, my bestest friends to just say, bro, stop irritating me. Or, like, just stop doing that. It's annoying. Or, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of really nice how those relationships mature as well, because growing up, you know, I had the same problem. I don't think I was ever able to have, or I mean, it went both ways. We weren't ever able to have these honest, open conversations about, hey, you're acting a bit shitty, but you know, we can move on from it. But now it's really beautiful how I can tell someone to fuck off, some of my closest friends, and knowing that we'll be perfectly fine the next day.
Yeah. And I think that's the whole point. It's not that you cut someone out the minute that it just starts looking dicey. I think it's important to recognize someone's impact in your life, whether they're worth it, whether the relationship is worth it, and then go for it. To be fair though, like, I know I've been shitting on 17-year-old Ahalya a lot.
It's getting a little cold in here.
But to be quite honest with you, I stand by every decision I've made, because when I look at the people that I'm maybe not friends with anymore, they're not people that I would have ever continued being friends with in the first place, right? Like, we're so different as people, and it's just, it would have never worked.
I had a friend years ago.
Yeah.
This is something that I feel like has always weighed down on me a little bit.
Okay.
I set this person up with one of my flatmates back then.
Okay.
And so this person decided to move into the house. And it
disaster.
Got a little...
Disaster.
It did. Disaster struck. And it got very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
For them. But I was stuck in the crossfire.
Right.
Crossfires.
Crosshairs.
Yeah. Crosshairs.
Or I was caught in the crossfire.
I was caught in the crossfire.
English on Conversations with Friends.
Going downhill. I was at a crossroads. I'm trying to figure out how many of
you
these
crossed words. Everything except the bridge to the end of the story.
That too. And we fell out because I was blamed for that breakup.
Yo.
I think I, to some extent, really felt bad about it. More because I felt bad about how it ended.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can see why this person would have been upset with me. Because I can understand it. In the moment, I would have probably felt like shit too.
No, but that's perfectly valid. I think that's the thing about cutting out. The older you grow again, the more you realize that it's a very active choice and you have to do it because it kind of has some sort of permanence to it. You can't just make that decision and then expect the other person to, like, you know, be okay with it.
Yeah.
And I think nowadays the idea of, like, oh my god, this is toxic behavior and, like, take care of yourself and, like, cut this person out is so rampant that maybe you lose sight of the fact that, listen, this decision carries some weight with it, right? And you can't just do whatever you want and then expect one day when you realize and the person to come back to you and say, yeah, it's all fine, let's be friends again.
And also maybe don't come down so hard on somebody that may be exhibiting toxic traits,
yeah,
right off the bat.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to communicate it to them first before,
absolutely,
you know, you cut them out, because yeah, they need to know why it is you're doing something or would want to do something like cutting them off,
yeah,
because they're behaving in a way that's affecting you. And without that conversation, it's just
you're just making a decision on your own and you're not really giving the other person a chance. And I just think it's really important to understand where a person stands in your relationship with them. And if you've given them a fair chance, right, and then it still isn't getting better, then I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't really see the virtue in, I guess, hoping for someone to change.
Yeah. I think unless you really affect me to the point where I don't see a point in salvaging a relationship with you.
Yes.
I think you can pretty much get away with anything.
Everyone be friends with Neerja.
This is an open invitation to fuck me over.
Oh my god.
But seriously though, I think I've had, now that we're reflecting, mm-hmm, on this, I feel like I've had so many relationships where I've either been taken for granted, and I'm, yep, talking about friendships, you know, not necessarily, yeah, romantic relationships, because I'm the boss there. No, that's not true. I'm sorry, honey. But somehow I've come to find this place of zen within myself where I just honestly don't care anymore. Like, I know there are things that will hurt me or things that someone does that may upset me, but I feel like I can really, like, I genuinely feel like I go back to being completely normal within like an hour of that happening. And all it will take is for a little bit of space.
Yeah, I think it's just really important to recognize where a person stands in your life and where you stand in their life. And
I think it's more important to recognize what people are doing to you in your life and cut them off, rather than doing what I'm doing, which is being an enabler, essentially. Because you're also helping them out in a way by, you know, giving them,
yeah,
the,
and like, what is the point? When I reflect on it, I definitely have regrets about the way that I went about, you know, some of my friendships. And actually, I don't have regrets. You learn from every single thing and you just move on from it. I definitely see where I could have been better. And now, with all of that information, I would never repeat that mistake. And I'll be braver and I'll talk about it and I'll say, hey, like, this really hurt me. And hey, I need some space and some time to get over this. And just wait for me if you can. And
I think for me, I think it's also really important to have friends who say that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I have a good mix of friends,
nice,
that I say that to and who say it to me.
So, Neerja, are you feeling better about the idea of cutting people off? Are you kind of for it or against it? What is your deal with that?
I think one must go with the flow. And if one feels like it's time to take out the scissors.
No, I thought you were going to say the trash.
That too.
Oh my God.
It's a bit harsh. If one must take out the trash.
Yes. Then one must.
Then one must.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster. Powered by Timber Media.